Leave immediately. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Russian authorities are telling people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to do ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. The city's been in Russian control since earlier this year. This is a group of U.S. lawmakers paid a visit to Ukraine.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky here in Kyiv. I don't think the timing of this visit was random. There's a real understanding in Washington that there's a part of the Republican Party that does not want to keep funding this effort by the Ukrainians to reclaim their territory. But part of what these lawmakers were doing on the ground in Kyiv was getting an understanding of what's actually happening here and also being able to deliver that message back not only to their constituents, but also to their colleagues in Washington.
Fox's Trey Yingst. The government says a record 2.3 million migrants tried to cross the southern border the past fiscal year. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Oliveras.
The most that we can do is try to alleviate that flow by busing some of these immigrants from that private property to the ports of entry where Border Patrol can then take custody of them, or those that are voluntarily want to go to sanctuary cities such as New York, Chicago, and Washington, then we will bust those immigrants as well. That has continued.
September also saw a record monthly surge. A funeral was held today in Raleigh, North Carolina, for Gabriel Torres, the off-duty police officer killed in a mass shooting. His wife, Jasmine.
Every chapter of our lives together brought us distance. But this distance, this new distance, this one I will struggle with for the rest of my life.
Torres, a former Marine, had been with the Raleigh Police Department for just 18 months. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new poll shows that the New York governor's race is getting even closer. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
A recent Quinnipiac University poll finds that a little more than 2 weeks before Election Day, New York's incumbent Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul holds a slight edge over her Republican challenger, Congressman Lee Zeldin, 50-46%. The poll of about 1,600 likely voters has a 2.4% margin of error. Hochul leads in New York City 59-37%, with Zeldin leading in upstate New York 52-44%. Those polled were asked to choose the most urgent issue facing New York voters, and crime was ranked first at 28%, followed by inflation at 20%, and protecting democracy with 14%. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Once the government stops buying Pfizer's COVID vaccine, the company's planning on charging individuals for it. Fox's Jill Nato with the latest.
Pfizer said last year it was charging the federal government $19.50 per dose for its COVID vaccine. When the government phases out its program of buying the shots, Pfizer says it'll charge individuals $110 to $130 a dose. A company executive said the price includes increased costs for distribution and switching to single-dose vials. The drug maker said it expects people with private insurance or those on Medicare or Medicaid to pay nothing. The COVID vaccine was the company's biggest moneymaker last year, producing nearly $37 billion in revenue. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Giorgia Meloni has been sworn into office as Italy's premier, the first woman to hold the office. Her three-party coalition is the first far-right-led government in the country since the end of World War II. Meloni took the oath of office today before the Italian president at the presidential palace. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.